with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. On this Tuesday, the 8th of December, you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely lovely Shirley Mansfield.
Hello, hello. How are you today?
I'm really well, Shirley. How are you?
I'm very good, actually.
Good.
Yes, not too stressed about Christmas yet.
Not yet.
No,
2 weeks
yet.
To go.
2 weeks to go. But yeah. I was very good on Saturday. I went out and supported Small Business Saturday.
Yes, indeed.
So got lots and lots of Christmas presents then. So that's
fantastic.
Good.
Yeah, we'll have a chat about Small Business Saturday later.
Great initiative.
It was, yeah. And there were lots of good things that happened and loads of good things to talk about. I'd like to say a huge, huge thank you to today's show sponsor, who are Active Enrolment. They're the pension auto-enrolment specialists, and you can find out about them by going to their website, which is activeenrolment.co.uk. So a massive thank you to Keith and the team at Active Enrolment over there in Sidcup. Thank you so much for supporting the Business Bunker Show. We really do appreciate it. We'd like to hear from you, though, the businesses of Kent, and indeed further afield these days as well. The whole of the South East tends to listen in these days.
Well, I thought we'd gone global.
We have, really, yeah. Yeah, we do have listeners in all kinds of places, like Turkey and Florida and Maryland and all kinds of places, wow. Luxembourg. So, yeah.
Kent, South East and the world.
Yeah, Kent, South East and the world, yeah. Tomorrow, Rodney. And all that.
We'll be millionaires.
Exactly, yeah. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get in touch with me is to tweet me, and you can tweet me at VanillaWeb, and you can interact with us live on the show. We have already had quite a few tweets, and I think I'll start off by reading a couple. What do you reckon?
Good idea.
Sounds like a good idea. But we have, I ought to mention we've got a lovely lineup of guests today, and we're going to be talking to the lovely Alex Waterston later on in the first part of the show. And then we're going to be hearing from the guys at the University of Kent and Think Big in the 8th in our series of the BIG Top 10 Traits.
Which one?
Systemizer today. Systemizer.
That's going to be an interesting
one. Which is going to be really interesting. And we're hearing from it down the line from Calgary in Canada, would
you
believe?
As I said, you're going global.
Exactly. So there you go. Anyway, we've had a tweet from Round the Corner. We've had a tweet from Edutize. Edutize UK on the Twitter. Say, hey, Paul, really pleased to be listening to the Business Bunker Show. So thank you very much, Edutize. And also, William Propman. I think that stands for William's Property Management, probably. But the Twitter handle is William Propman, all one word. And they say, Vanilla Web, we'd love a Business Bunker shout out. We're a truly independent property management company in Faversham. Your property is our priority.
Sounds interesting.
Sounds interesting, doesn't it? So thank you for that. And the absolutely lovely Kate Griffiths of KFX Makeup has said, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Kate. Lovely to hear from you, as always. Kate really makes me giggle. As well as being an absolutely fabulous theatrical makeup artist, she's actually incredibly funny as well. And one of the things that makes the highlight of my day quite often is reading some of Kate's posts on Facebook, which do make me laugh. So keep it up, Kate. You're making me happy. And Cranbrook Farmers Market is saying, Vanilla Web, can we have a Business Bunker shout-out, please, for our next market, which is on Saturday, the 19th of December, 9:30 a.m. till 1. And they say shop local. Absolutely you can. That's Cranbrook Farmers Market. And their next market is on Saturday, the 19th of December.
That's the last Saturday before Christmas, isn't
it? It is the last Saturday before Christmas, and that'll be when I start my Christmas shopping.
Well, my plan is to have it finished, but I have that same plan every year.
Well, my plan
never
is to have
really
it.
Works.
My plan is to have it finished. The trouble with that is you need to start in order to get it finished, and that's where I fall down. Finishing's fine. Starting's my problem.
Yes, yes. I understand that, so never mind.
I'm going to read one more, and it's from MI Virtual Assistant, and their Twitter handle is MI_virtual. And they say, big hello from us to the Business Bunker. We are offering a festive 20% discount on our hourly rate for new customers who contact us, quoting #BBunker. So thank you. No, thank you. So that's MI_virtual on the Twitter. They're virtual assistants, and they're offering a 20% discount on their hourly rate if you book them, quoting #BBunker. So thank you for that.
Sounds great.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Mm, definitely. Can I do a little special offer here?
Yes, you can, yeah.
Okay, well, the wonderful Trish Stretton from People Face to Face is asking if you want to study for your executive coaching and mentoring. Do you want to do that?
Yeah. Tell me about it.
You do. Okay. Right. Well, People Face to Face are offering Business Bunker listeners a really amazing deal for the next ILM, so that's Institute of Leadership and Management, Level 7 certificate course, which starts in January next year, obviously, to study for your executive coaching and mentoring.
Right.
Now, if when you speak to Trish or email her, you need to quote Bunker 500 for a whopping £500 off.
Wow.
Okay, now...
That's a deal.
There are some terms and conditions that apply, which is you need to book by the end of December and you have to pay for it by the 15th of January. So a bit of forward planning there.
Okay.
Payment options are available from Trish. Now, you can get hold of Trish on the email, which is trish@peopleface2, and that's the number 2. So peopleface2face.co.uk, that's all one word, people face to face. Or pick up the phone. Have a chat with Trish if you want to find out some further information on 07711 115623.
Fantastic.
Fantastic course, and actually a great whopping discount, as Trish
it is indeed.
Excellent.
And just if you get stuck with that, if you go to the Kent Business Radio website, we've got a scrolling logo bar.
You have.
And People Face to Face have a logo on there.
Exactly.
If you click it, it will take you to their website.
Absolutely.
So if you get stuck and you didn't write that down that Shirley just told you, that's the second way of doing it.
Yeah. Okay. Shall I just do that phone number again?
Yeah, just to be on the safe side.
So it's 07711 115623, and that's Trish at People Face to Face.
Cool. Kent Women in Business, who will you nominate? Nominations are now open for the 4th Kent Women in Business Awards. There's a date for your diary, which is the 11th of March 2016, which is a black tie party celebration. So if you want to nominate someone, and there's lots and lots of categories, so you do want to nominate someone, because we have some fabulous businesses run by female business people and female entrepreneurs in Kent. Go to quibawards.co.uk/nominate. That's quibawards.co.uk/nominate, and nominate a businesswoman or an entrepreneur, female entrepreneur in Kent, for one of the many categories, or as many categories as you like, for the Kent Women in Business. It's an award that's grown really exponentially. This is the 4th year. Last year, it was absolutely packed. It was really packed.
Yeah, you had quite a bit of fun there, I seem to remember.
It's the highlight of my social calendar. Me and 400 women.
Absolutely, I bet it was.
Yeah, I look forward to
that. Did you
get
a word in edgeways, though?
No, but I didn't want to. I just stood there in stunned silence looking.
Did the tutu make an appearance?
No, I did manage to avoid that. Yeah.
Okay.
What have you got there, Shirley?
Right, what have I got? I've got some breakfast networking for businesses run by Invicta Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're a Chamber member, these cost £15 plus VAT, non-members £20. Now, we've got two left in December, one tomorrow, Wednesday the 9th, at the Coniston Hotel in Sittingbourne, and then another one on Thursday the 10th of December at Eastwell Manor in Ashford. So it's an opportunity for businesses to network, and also to highlight your products and services and explain how you can help others. The next breakfast one for 2016, they start on the 14th of January, and that's at Sun Pier House in Chatham, and then pretty much every Thursday right through to February.
Fantastic.
Okay, so you can hit the Invicta Chamber website for the exact locations for that. Not satisfied with just breakfast networking, they are also doing lunch networking as well. So this is from midday until 2 p.m. Chamber members £20, non-members £25. And they're offering you an opportunity to join the Chamber at the Kent Cookery School. I don't know where that is, Paul, do you? Location-wise? Yes, I do. It's Ashford.
It's in Ashford, yeah. It's at the Chamber, I think.
Yes, so Kent Cookery School at Ashford. Come and join them for a tapas-style lunch. And again, that's lunch networking for business. And just to round off the day, after-hours networking.
Mm.
So 6 till 7:30, Tuesday the 8th of December at the Hythe Imperial. and Spa Hotel at Hythe, and Tuesday the 15th of December at the Abbots Barton in Canterbury, and then a little bit of a break, and then we kick off in January again.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Shirley.
Okay.
I've had a tweet from Jodie Lawler.
Have you?
Yeah. She says, I've already started and finished my Christmas shopping. That's nice, Jodie. I wonder what you bought me. What do you think she got me?
Perhaps she's got you another tutu.
Do you think so? Quite
multi-coloured
possibly.
One. You never know.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about tutus anymore.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go there. So I admire people that have got it out of the way, but I never know what to buy anyone else.
I know, but I also think there's a bit about leaving it till quite late, because then you can get right into the spirit of it.
So. Trouble is, there's nothing left, and there's no time for it to be delivered from Amazon or whatever.
Well, I know, but we should be supporting our local
absolutely.
High street, shouldn't we?
We're no, absolutely, yeah. No, I always buy something in the local shops, but you know what things are like. where should we go now? I'll tell you, I'm going to read this, because this blew me away. The Times newspaper produced a list of what they called the Super Teen Power List.
Wow.
Okay. It's the 15 smartest business kids on the planet.
Ooh.
And guess who came first?
Oh, no, you tell me.
Ben Towers.
Did he?
Ben
Fantastic.
Towers. He's the smartest kid, business kid on the planet, according to the Times. In first place, Kent's very own Ben Towers of Towers Design, who's based at the Medway Innovation Centre.
That's fantastic.
And they had, I think, 15 of the smartest teen entrepreneurs, and Ben came in at number one. I happen to know, you tell me off for telling you this, but Ben's only 17, okay, so he's not allowed to leave school officially, legally. Right. The only way he could leave school to run his business was to hire himself as an apprentice. So that's
fantastic.
What he did. He
fantastic.
Hired himself as his own apprentice so that he could leave school officially to run his own business.
I
nice
think that
one.
That definitely proves he's a smart kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. Well done, Ben.
Yeah, so brilliant. We're really proud of you, Ben. And it really reflects well, not just on Ben, not just on young entrepreneurs, but on Kent too.
Absolutely right. Yeah. And here's another success story too. Integrated Technologies Limited, which is based in Ashford, has just won two manufacturing contracts worth over £3 million. Now, if you don't know Integrated Technologies, they're an Ashford-based medical device designer and maker who have just renewed a long-standing production deal with the Scottish firm Dicis Medical Limited, and also landed a £2 million agreement from Trek Diagnostics, which is now owned by Thermo Fisher Scientific. Now, the Ashford-based company works with startups, spin-outs and established companies at all the different stages of product development, from conceptualisation through to full-scale manufacturing. And actually, I've been lucky enough to go and have a tour there. It's absolutely fascinating.
I've been there as well, yeah.
The capability that they have in terms of product design and stuff like that is just amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. So well done to Integrated.
It's a really fascinating manufacturing environment, isn't it? Because they build everything by hand.
They do. And the way they make those circuit boards and the chips is just...
Unbelievable.
It is.
Yeah, it's really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from Lee Willis. Lee JWLEIGH on the Twitter, and Lee is the chair, I believe, of Ancorians Football Club, and he says, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web, walking football is coming to Ancorians Football Club. Contact me for more info. I actually will, because I've actually been looking for a walking football club, so I'm really pleased to hear that. Ancorians is a community football club based over in Medway, over in Gillingham. And they run at least 22, I've lost count, but 22 teams.
Wow.
Boys, girls, from ages 7 right through to adult. They run disabled teams, they run all kinds of teams, community teams, and they're just launching a walking football for us oldies as well. Lovely.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'll tell you what, Shirley, you could do one more email, and then we'll have a quick break for some music, and then we'll talk to our first guest.
Wonderful. Okay, well, I'm going to do another success story here, because Bridge Media, who are based in Sevenoaks, they design and make high-end packaging for the gaming, film, TV, music, gifts, food and drink industries, have just taken home two prizes at an industry awards. They won the Innovation Award and a special prize at the Solutions Awards, which were held at the Café de Paris in London. Managing Director Phil Main there said that they're really, really proud of what they're doing and the fact that that's been recognised by some of the industry top awards. So well done to them.
Fantastic.
It's always nice to have a success story.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we've got quite a few success stories happening again this year because it's kind of awards time of year. They kind of tend to go in two blocks, don't they, just before Christmas and just before Easter. So we've got a flurry of award winners coming in. Brilliant. What we're going to do now, we're going to play a little bit of tunage. This is a track selected for your delectation by our next guest, Mr. Alex Waterton. And when we come back after this bit of tunage, it is indeed Alex who will be talking to. So have a listen to this.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always miss with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end, and I'll love you.
RIFT Research and Development, reuniting innovators and business tax credits. RIFTResearch.com.
Jobs in Kent.com.
Find suppliers and quote for work with local Kent businesses at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 8th of December, 2015. Listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely lovely Shirley Mansfield.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back. I'm going to read a couple of tweets, and then we're going to talk to our first guest. We've had a tweet from FSB Andrew Knott, and he's Andrew Knott 20 on the Twitter, A-K-N-O-T-T 20, Andrew Knott. And he says, "Hi, Paul. Can you shout out if you would like to learn more about the Federation of Small Businesses? Please can you call me, Andrew Knott, on 07747114627. That's 07747114627. If you haven't had time to write that down, you can find all the contact details on the Kent Business Radio website. If you just click on the FSB logos that are all over the site, they will take you to all the contact details. Or you can just follow Andrew on the Twitter, A-K-N-O-T-T-20, A-N-O-T-T-20 on the Twitter. We've also had a tweet from Seven Oaks Town Partnership. And they say, can you give a shout out for our Christmas fair on the Vine, the 11th to the 13th of December on the Business Bunker Show, please? Of course I can. Consider yourself shouted out. That's the Seven Oaks Town Christmas Fair on the Vine, 11th to the 13th of December. And you can follow the lovely, lovely folks at Seven Oaks Town Partnership by following their Twitter handle, which is Seven Oaks TP. Seven Oaks TP. And get along to the Christmas fair on the Vine. 11th of December, and have fun there. Right. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show, but we were talking off air about this. I was shocked by how long it's been since we last had you on, Alex. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back, eventually, to the Business Bunker Show.
A pleasure, Paul. Thank you very
much. Alex Waterson of FKs. Alex, thank you so much for coming back. Yeah, the last time you came on, we were still in at the back of the shop in New Romney.
Yeah, and I got me parking ticket.
You got
ticket.
A parking ticket as well for parking outside, didn't you? Yeah, blimey, I remember that. That was nearly 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I was really shocked at how quickly time has passed. It made me feel really bad and old. Anyway, it's an absolute pleasure to have you back, and we won't leave it so long next time.
Okay, that's a deal.
Now, you're a qualified, certified, you need to be certified, no, I won't do jokes about that, qualified, certified Microsoft trainer, and you are one of the most passionate people I know about the field that you're in. You absolutely have an obsessive passion for teaching people how to use various Microsoft Office-based products.
Yeah, about getting everything out of it, out of Office as a whole. It's not only about teaching them, it's actually getting the services into your branding and everything else that goes with it.
Absolutely. I have participated personally in some of Alex's one-to-one training, and I have to say, I've worked in IT 40 years, and I thought I knew what I was doing. He breezed into my office and said, you don't want to do it like that, you want to do it like this. You want to learn how to do this, you want to do that, and I didn't know you could do that. Yeah, you just do this. And I tell you what, my productivity was unbelievable. I actually answered some of my emails. That is how much my productivity improved. I actually got round to answering some of them.
Well, but I have to say, Paul, you're not the only one that's used Alex services, because before I wrote my book, I went to see Alex and had a half day there. And like you, I was just blown away with all the stuff that I could do, and indexing automatically happened and everything. It's just, you know, once you learn how to do it, it just saves so much time.
I know, it's unbelievable, isn't it? It's unbelievable. And the quality of the stuff that he tells you. And he always writes it down for you as well, so there's no excuse. You can't. It's not as if you don't remember it, because he gives you a little book that tells you how to remember it. Anyway, that's enough of us selling your services. Yeah, why don't you tell us about your views on where you are, what you do. And I know, and I'm happy to go with this as well, I know that you get very frustrated that people don't realise just what benefits they can get by spending some time learning how to use these products properly. Why don't you just give us an overview of how you see the Microsoft Office marketplace and the kind of things. I know you a while back, I might be putting you on the spot here, But you showed me a spreadsheet type thing about how many hours you could save people with minor changes to the way they do things, for instance. Mm. So tell us some of those things.
Yeah, well, Paul, what that boiled down to is that we worked out on basis that if we could save each member of staff 15 minutes a day. Now, if you look at 15 minutes a day, you might think, that's a long time. But if you've got somebody who's got a problem and it's going to take them 2 or 3 minutes to sort it, but then they might involve somebody else to ask them how to do it and maybe go to the IT company, 15 minutes disappears in no time at all in the usage. And basically, something in the region of 10 staff each gaining 15 minutes a day will actually repay nearly £5,500 worth of effort in their income just for that 15 minutes.
Absolutely.
And we certainly save them a lot more time than that.
You certainly do. And I've just got to say that I've never solved the problem in 15 minutes on my own. It's more like 15 hours and a lot of kicking and normally throwing things through windows as well, both the Microsoft version and the real version.
I think the other thing to that is that because people don't do or use the applications correctly. I mean, everybody says, well, we can do bullets and numbering.
Yeah.
But 99% of people actually can't.
Yeah.
They always end up saying, oh, well, it's not doing what I want it to do.
Yeah.
But it can actually be done correctly and properly and very easily, which is my frustrating bit. And the second thing is that when you do other things like tables or tabs, etc., if they're not done properly and then somebody else opens a document, they probably have got another different way to do it and they end up spending a lot more time again correcting or modifying it again. So it's ongoingly just frustrating in the time that is wasted by not doing it properly.
Absolutely.
And as I said, the other thing about our services is that it's not only about educating people how to use Microsoft Office correctly and quickly and efficiently. It's about branding, and many people now just do emails and it's gone.
Mm.
Whereas our Outlook training will actually try and involve encouraging staff to have etiquette when they actually communicate so that they're not just saying, oh, hi there, you know, etc.
Yeah.
It's about being professional
sure.
and making the company look and feel professional and being, as I say, their corporate branding across the board.
Absolutely, and signature boxes and all that kind of stuff. No, absolutely, I really get that. And of course, one of the things you did for me, Alex, when you came and tried to start sorting me out, which I realise is a godforsaken task, but one of the things is, it's just tips and tricks. Just, you know, do this.
Yep.
Blimey, you know, here's a shortcut. I didn't know that. That's just silly shortcuts on my Outlook. Saved me so much. My 15 minutes of saved time was just in shortcuts on, you know, so instead of having to look for the file to move something to, you just press F4. Bang, it went. And so I didn't know that.
There was a survey carried out that I read once, and it says that if each individual was to actually learn 5 new shortcuts, they would actually save an hour a week.
Absolutely. It doesn't surprise me in the least. I think that's a very conservative estimate, because I waste tons and tons of time messing about with things.
Well, there was a really good one that Alex taught me, which was, instead of writing shirley.mansfield@coachsme.co.uk all the time, he set me up with a little shortcut.
Auto text,
that's it.
Right.
I'm so glad he's sitting here.
You didn't tell me about that one.
No, but it's brilliant. I just have to type a couple of letters and it automatically writes the whole lot for me.
I need to know about that.
Well,
I need
it's brilliant.
That.
And considering I'm a typist with just one or two fingers, not the full lot.
Working. I use my nose, personally.
Well, the auto text feature that Shirley's just mentioned, I use in my training. And I actually produce a 14-page document, all formatted and styled, and literally all I do is type equals format.
Brilliant.
Don't you hate people like that? Don't you really hate people like that?
I know, but the point is, if we were all good, then we wouldn't need people like Alex.
No, exactly.
But actually, because all of us have a whole pile of different skill sets, actually, for me, I spent 3 hours with Alex, and it was just brilliant. Saves so much time.
One of the things I want to concentrate on here, and I'm going to play a little bit of devil's advocate, because I suspect I might be somewhat typical of a lot of people's approach to this, which is I just can't be bothered. Yeah, I can't be bothered to learn. I'd much rather just not do it at all. And, you know, and that's really lazy. But I think there's so many functions and features of the various Office products that quite a lot of the time you think, do you know what? I'm very rarely going to use that. So why do I need to spend a lot of time learning something? Because I'm terrible. I learned how to do something in WordPress. I know it's a different thing. I learned how to do something in WordPress, but I didn't do it again for a year. And the next time I went to use it, do you think I could remember? Could I? Mm. I couldn't. So I think a lot of people kind of think, you know, maybe not. But that's not really how you teach. You don't do formalized classes like this, do you? You don't go, and then you do this, and then you do that, and then you do this, and then you do that. What you do is show people how to be more efficient with the things that they do use.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think that's the specialism that F-Keys was actually created on, in the fact that what we do is we really want to know what and how you need Microsoft Office to be better in your business. So the teaching features and functions that we include in the training or the sessions are all relevant to stuff that you're already doing. So, you know, from the fact is that Microsoft Office has brought out 2007, 2010, 2013, and now 2016. Mm. Yet, if you ask people in the office, they're actually still using the same features and functions that were in 2003.
I still use 2003. Yeah.
So, really, there is a wealth now of sort of four or five versions down the road, which have all got time-saving features that can really, really make your business fly as far as production's concerned. Mm. And I think, you know, it does need to go not from the bottom, but it needs to go from the top downwards and encourage people to actually become unison in their use of the Office package, because styling is important, to use styles so that when A sends out a letter or B sends out a letter, they actually are all looking the same and branded, as I said before, and used. And not only that, when they open somebody else's letter or document, then it's easy. The biggest thing that we come across is report writing.
Right.
Now, people produce pages that are 30, 40 pages, but five people may all have a part of that document to do.
Yeah.
And normally there is one person who's a whiz secretary who actually has got to collate that.
Yeah.
And they probably spend 3-4 hours doing that.
Mm.
Whereas if you train all those people in styles alone, and they don't even have to have or like the same styles, but if it's applied, the secretary could actually collaborate that and put that together in probably about 20 minutes.
Right. It shows you, doesn't it, that, you know, it's about being organised, basically.
Mm. How many times have you been to a conference where the people who are giving the speech are up the front and they've got the screen of their laptop projected up and they're fiddling around and trying to find the
PowerPoint presentation
and the PowerPoint
and
you get a chance to read their emails and see their screensaver and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
None of that after you've been to see Alex.
Yeah.
One button, it's sitting on your desktop ready to run.
Brilliant. Absolutely. Absolutely. I had a conversation with Alex about this a little while ago. That, again, it's PowerPoint is one of those that is definitely a lot of people come to do a PowerPoint presentation having not done one for a long time and go blank. And I go, I don't remember about to do any of this. Because it's a product, unlike Word or spreadsheets, it's not something you use on a particularly regular basis for most people. So by the time you do come to use it, you've kind of forgotten. Mm. Or you're using a version that you've never seen before because last year you were using something else. So, again, PowerPoint is one of those things that some basic introductions that you can get fixed in your head to use it effectively. Shed is absolutely right. If I had a pound for everybody I'd watched fiddle at the start of a presentation with getting it up on a screen, I would be very wealthy. You know, it's ridiculous.
And do you know what we teach basically to put a PowerPoint presentation together?
No, go on.
Basically, it goes back to bullets and numbering.
Right.
Because most people click and type in the boxes.
Yeah.
But if they could do bullets and numbering properly, I can actually create a presentation in minutes,
right,
and put them all on slides, right, using how you use bullets and numbering correctly. Bullets and numbering fundamentally can actually achieve a lot of things, in not only in Word, but in PowerPoint, in Excel,
right,
Smart Art and everything else. So if you were to spend the time learning how to do bullets and numbering properly, it will apply quite a lot across all of the packages. It would save hours.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing, because bullets and numbering drive me nuts. I hate them. I hate them, because you get something with bullets and numbering and you try and cut and paste and edit it and it all goes Pete Tong, doesn't it? And
yours does, Paul. Mine don't.
No. And I eventually abandon it all, and then all of a sudden it will stick one in anyway, because obviously the formatting's already in there. So you start typing, so you go, right, I'm not going to do bullets and numbering, and you start typing, all of a sudden it'll go, boof, move it to the left, put a bullet in there, and type it in number three, and then you try and delete it. It's a nightmare.
If bullets and numbering are done properly, and they are actually laid out correctly, what you can do is you can place your cursor into perhaps bullet number three, and if you hold down the Alt key and the Shift key and do your up and down arrows, it'll all move up and down and all the numbering will automatically change for you.
I knew that.
I didn't.
Only because Alex taught me. The other thing I use, which is on Microsoft Word, is the speech function. Now, I probably, like a lot of self-employed people, like blogging and writing and stuff like that, but you can't proofread your own stuff.
Right.
So you highlight it and it reads it back to you.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's fantastic.
Text to speak.
It saves me so much time.
It's absolutely incredible for accountants and things, right, putting numbers in, because obviously they type an enormous amount of numbers in.
Yeah.
And literally you can highlight the cells in a spreadsheet and say, read it back to me, and it will read out the numbers, and then you can check it against the sheet.
Yep.
It can go left to right or up and down.
When you say I can highlight cells in a spreadsheet and do that, I think we have to quantify that, because the other day I was really, really in a hurry, and I was doing some work with a spreadsheet, and I just lost the will. I just lost the plot completely. How to do something as simple as total of columns. So do you know what I did?
Got a calculator
you
out.
You found Alex.
No, I
got a calculator out and added it up on a calculator. How sad is that?
And the thing is that if you highlight cells, just highlight them in the bottom on the ribbon, on the bar at the bottom, it'll actually tell you what they add up to anyway.
Right.
Don't have to do formulas.
But there's so much, though, isn't there?
Yeah.
The other thing I find is sometimes if you don't... If you don't know it's there, you're completely missing it.
And without, I think that's the thing in terms of dealing with someone like Alex. I want to say this. A lot of people don't like the thought of having to train in something like Office Products, because they think numbering, bullet points, cells, formulas, highlights, da 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 da. It's endless. I'm never going to remember all that. I don't want to know all that. But the fact is, the way that Alex teaches things, and the way that Alex helps things, and the way that Alex consults on things, isn't about teaching you how to use the product.
The
whole thing would take years, because there's just so much in it. The beauty of what Alex does is he comes along, finds out what you need to use, and shows you how to do it quicker, easier, and better.
Or introduce you to features that you don't know about.
And
that
that's
actually
the big one.
Then saves even more time.
Yeah.
And he introduces you to features that you don't know about that you need.
The other thing I found after I'd finished my session with Alex was actually my confidence in actually using it grew.
Yep.
And I felt a lot happier. And also I could then think, well, if it could do this, then I could know where to go and find it, which was just for me.
Absolutely. So, Alex, there's a couple of things happening. You've got a bit of a competition running on Twitter at the moment that will finish at the end of the program, I think.
Yeah, well, we're running till probably 5-6 o'clock this evening. But basically, I've put up a web page with three questions on it. If you want to search through the Twitters that's been happening today, all the answers are there.
Right.
There's a link on the Business Bunker page that people can click on to go to the competition form element. But basically it's for three people to come along to a half day seminar session and actually learn some tricks and tips and just ask general questions, quite open interactive sessions at our offices in Canterbury. This will be planned for the new year, so once we've actually got three winners, we'll organise the day.
So three lucky winners can come along, spend a half day with Alex and get some insights into tips and tricks. Fantastic. In the normal course of things, Alex, how do people go about utilising your services?
Basically, the best thing to do is contact us on 01634 512345. That's 01634 512345. Ask for me, and what we'll do is we'll instigate a sort of conversation and a consultancy to actually find out what you really need. If you want us to come along and do a consultancy in the office, to just have a look around, see how you're doing things. We can then provide you with an outline of what we feel is going to be a benefit to you, whether that's a formal training course at the training centre, whether that's floor walking on site, whether that's seminars on site. It really is and depends on what is actually needed for the company and best and most economical for that.
Absolutely. So it's open-ended, isn't it? You will deliver what people need rather than say you need to come on a course and find out what I've got to say.
For us, there's no such thing as intro, intermediate or advanced levels, because basically everybody uses all of those levels at some time.
Yeah.
It's about finding out what and how you need to use it or what you need to achieve, and then concentrating on creating the course syllabus or the content to deliver stuff that you're not only going to learn, but you are going to put into daily use ongoingly, and then you won't forget it.
Absolutely. And I can't emphasise this enough. Even someone like me, who is completely useless at anything like this, I haven't got any time for it at all. Alex spent... You were in my office about 2 hours, weren't you? You weren't there any time at all. And the productivity increases to this day, and that was, what, about 3 years ago when you last came in and saw me? And still, to this day, I still use the tips and tricks that Alex showed me. They still make my life a whole heap better. And it was just a minor subset of things he showed me on using my email account. That was all we looked at. And it was massive. I can't praise what he does enough, because people need to see how beneficial this is and how easier it makes their life. For a very small outlay of money, you can save the money by the end of the week that Alex comes and does it. So, I mean, it's unbelievable. So give us a shout for your website and your Twitter handle and all that stuff as well, Alex.
Twitter is @FKeys, F for Freddie, F Freddie, K-E-Y-S. The website is www.f-keys.co.uk, and there's also Alex Waterton on Twitter as well.
Fantastic. Alex, thank you for that.
A pleasure, Paul. Thank you very much.
It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you, as always. Alex is incredibly passionate about what he does, fabulously knowledgeable.
I was going to say, very, very good. Mm. Very good. And Jules has been on the Twitter.
Oh, blimey.
Hi, Jules.
Is she up then?
Yeah, she is. And she's just said here, Alex is the best, calm, professional, and can put up with her.
That on its own is enough to say
he's good.
Is she still in bed? Is she doing that from her iPad in bed?
I don't know.
I bet she is. Yeah. So. But she's absolutely right. I can't recommend Alex enough. I really can't. And please, if you use any Microsoft Office products, and no matter what level you think you are using them, I absolutely guarantee that Alex will make your life easier.
Thank you very much, Paul.
I absolutely guarantee that. If he doesn't, I'll punch him for you. Alex, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show.
It's a pleasure, Paul. Thank you very much.
Do stay with us for the rest of the show. Lovely to see you, as always. We'll probably talk a little bit more later on in the show as well. We've got loads of tweets still coming in. We've got some emails still to read. I'll tell you what, Shelley, do you want to go in an email and I'll sort my tweets out?
Right, you sort your tweets out. Okay, right. Fire. Obviously... pretty dangerous. Not in here, fortunately.
Okay. No, I was halfway out the door.
Don't panic. Fire! Don't panic. Okay, right. Invicta Chamber of Commerce are offering you the opportunity on Tuesday the 19th of January from 9 till 1 to connect up with the Kent Fire and Rescue Service Business Engagement Fire Safety Team. Phew. Funny. That's a bit of a mouthful. Now, their business engagement advisors from Fire and Safety will help you to prevent fire and also to make sure that you're complying with the current fire safety legislation. So as much as we've seen all the damage and devastation done up in the north northwest at the moment,
yep, in Cumbria, yeah,
fire obviously causes so many problems as well. So actually avoiding having a fire is actually what these people are able to do. Mm. Now, they're able to go through relevant fire safety guidance documents with you, which might address any concerns that you might have and assist you in ensuring that your premises is safe from fire, as well as complying with the current legislation. So that's a big plus. The last thing you want, A, is a fire, and B, is the disruption. So
fantastic.
That's a good one. So it's Tuesday, the 19th of January, 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. Doesn't say there's a fee on that, but if you go to the Kent and Victor Chamber website, I'm sure they've got some more details there.
Fantastic. Thank you. I had a tweet from Kay Sedgwick, who's known as OK on the Twitter. K-K-A-Y-E underscore Sedgwick, S-E-D. G-W-I-C-K, and she says, "Hiya, Paul VanillaWeb, wishing you all and all Kent businesses and the Business Bunker a happy run-up to Christmas and hopefully a nice chance to rest on Christmas Day." So thank you for that, Kay. We've also had the lovely Sally Laker, who's tweeted saying that she's listening into the Business Bunker show, as always. Sally for cakes. Genius, absolute genius cake maker, Sally. Oh, and I just need to mention, because I'm one of the backers, her hubby, Glenn, was the writer. He writes television dramas for Holby City and things like that.
Oh, right.
And he wrote the script for a film, which I backed, called One Last Dance with Jonathan Pryce.
Oh, right.
And I noticed yesterday that that is now in edit. So they finished the filming and are starting editing it, ready for release early next year. So we're really looking forward to that.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, I hope there's an opening night party.
Oh, absolutely. Leicester Square, actually, the premiere.
Yeah, don't they also call it a wrap party when they finish filming?
Yes, yes, indeed.
You obviously didn't get the invite to that one then, Paul?
Obviously not, no.
No, okay, all right. Shall we zip over to Manston Airport?
Yeah, let's do that.
Which is now called Stonehill Park.
Right.
And its owners are saying that plans that they're putting in place to build 2,500 homes and a business park on the former Manston Airport say that their plans will attract 5,600 new people,
right,
giving the area a much-needed economic boost. So
okay,
there's three proposals for the site, which were unveiled at a press conference at Discovery Park recently. And bosses say that they're aiming to submit a planning application for the £1 billion scheme in April, following a public consultation which has now started. So they're hoping to make generate 16,000 direct and indirect jobs, which they say will include salaries of around 200 million. So we'll keep watching that, see what we're going
to be interesting happen. To see what happens there.
It will be.
We've had a tweet from UK Directory App, who say, loving the Business Bunker. The show is interesting and informative as always.
Excellent.
That's UK Directory App on the Twitter. Absolutely. And we've also had a tweet that said from We Are Tied Together. And they say, how are your socks? And my socks are really good, actually. And the reason that We Are Tied Together have asked me that is because I bought my socks from them.
Did you?
Yeah. Ah. They have a quirky little range of socks, pocket squares, ties and such things. And
okay,
I bought a couple of pairs of socks from them a month or so ago.
Oh, right. Okay, because they were at Westmoreland Farmers Market, I think.
But yeah, quite possibly. They're based over in Westmoreland.
Yes, they are.
And you can follow
them. It's Ian, isn't it? Ian that runs.
I'm not sure, because I think it might be... I don't know. I was speculating over who it was originally, but Tied Together UK is their Twitter handle, so do give them a follow and also look at their website. But my socks are brilliant, and I'm really pleased with them. They're lovely.
They're fantastic. It's a great little site, actually.
Yeah.
Really good. Particularly if you want that whole totally coordinated
absolutely,
look
yeah.
to it.
Yeah.
They've got ties as well, I think.
They have indeed, yeah.
Ties, pocket squares and scarves.
And socks.
Socks, sorry.
Yeah. And some of them are, as you say, coordinated, so you can get stripy socks and stripy pocket squares and stripy ties.
Moving along. Right, Joe James, who's the Chief Executive of Invicta Chamber, would like to invite you to the launch of the Kent and Medway Growth Hub. This is happening on Tuesday, the 15th of December, From 8:30 in the morning. It's free to attend. It's been held at Invicta Chambers offices in Ashford. This is the launch of a new hub, which is part of a network of 30 hubs across the UK that have been created to help businesses navigate the ever-broadening landscape of business support. Well, the ever-broadening landscape of support contracted a little bit last week when they pulled, not the Chamber, but when the government pulled support for Business Growth Service.
Yeah, absolutely.
So actually there's a huge chunk of business support that's disappeared, so it's probably worth going along to this one and you can find out what support still remains.
Mm, absolutely. I've had an email about the Metro Bank, which is one of the new challenger banks, although they've been going a couple of years now, and it was set up after the financial crisis, and they're to open another new branch in Kent this week. The Maidstone store will be the 40th opened by the bank, which was the first new high street bank to launch in the United Kingdom in over 150 years when it launched in 2010. It's the third branch to be launched in the county after Tunbridge Wells, Bromley and Orpington. And the bank is on Week Street. It's actually where Burger King used to be, down on that corner
Week
Street and King Street.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And it will open its doors this Friday, December the 11th. And they will be open 7 days a week, 362 days a year. And Debbie Volk is the store manager and Duncan Simmons is the local director. And Duncan has, in fact, been on the Business Bunker at least twice.
Excellent news. Mm. Well, that's good. That's good. Bit of competition on the high street, particularly
Absolutely.
With banks. Okay, can I go back to award ceremonies?
You can indeed.
Okay, right. Kent Creative Arts, CIC, is a five-year-old art organisation which is behind the popular 365 photo projects. Mm. And they are launching the Creative Live Network. Sorry, they're launching their creative awards to celebrate arts and culture in Kent. This first ceremony will take place during a dinner on Wednesday the 18th of May, that's 2016, at the Alexander Centre in Faversham. The event will reward contributions to the cultural world of Kent from individuals and organisations. Now, there are 12 different awards, and the goals of the awards are to inspire cultural success, to encourage artistic excellence, motivate entrepreneurship in the creative sector, and to increase awareness of the economic potential of Kent's creative sector. So, as I mentioned, there are 12 awards from 3D art through to publishing to a creative champion of the year. And the panel of judges, which is currently being formed, are going to review the applications and vote for three finalists in each category. Federation of Small Businesses, Bill Fox says they're keen to take an opportunity to support the creative sector in Kent and Medway, and we hope that this event will make a significant contribution to the creative businesses in our region. So, date for next year, 18th of May, and if you're in the creative sector, then there's an opportunity for those awards. Right, I'm in charge because Mr. Andrews has just disappeared for a few minutes, so I'm going to read another email. This is about giving young people the future that they deserve. Kent Chamber are launching the Your Future events, which is part of a government-funded national project to deliver a series of 250 events to attract over 70,000 young people across England. These are for young people aged 14 to 24, and its aim is to inspire, enthuse and motivate them to think about prospective careers and the employment options that are available to them. Now, these run from 9:30 till 3:30, and the first one is on Thursday, the 21st of January at Mid-Kent College in Ashford, 26th of January at the Towers School, Ashford, 25th of February at the John Wallace Academy in Ashford. Then it moves to Raynham Girls' School on the 1st of March, Kent Choices for You at Detling, 17th of March, and Castle Community College at Deal on the 22nd of March. Are you back with us, Mr.?
I am indeed. Excellent. Sorry about that. I had a dash out. Thank you for that, Shirley. What we're going to do now, we're going to have our mid-show break. We're going to play some more music and some stuff like that, and then we're going to be back with our next guest. What do you
reckon? Perfect.
Yeah, sound
good?
Sounds
like a plan.
It does indeed.